You're listening to the Leadership Pod, episode 91, Why You Struggle to Articulate Your Thoughts Clearly. Welcome to the Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Cara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. Have you ever been in a situation, maybe a meeting, where you start to share an idea but you struggle to articulate your thoughts clearly? You might stutter because you're trying to find the right words. You might start a sentence and then stop in the middle. Or you might try to link your ideas together only to realize that nobody understands what you're saying. No matter what you do, you can't seem to communicate your thoughts clearly, to communicate them in a way that others can easily understand. This inability to articulate your thoughts clearly, it's a very common problem. And the first reason this happens is because you jump in too fast, meaning you haven't spent enough time thinking about what you want to say. You start speaking with the hope that you'll just work out your main points as you speak. I'm not saying this doesn't work. If you are practiced in sharing your thoughts or if you know your content really well, then it's likely you'll be able to rapidly put your thoughts in order and sound articulate. But for most people, speaking off the cuff in a spontaneous way can be really challenging. And it often leads to people stumbling on their words, mixing their thoughts together and not linking their thoughts well. Without giving yourself enough time to think about what you're going to say, it increases the likelihood of you not being able to organize your ideas and articulate them clearly. To carve out the time you need, here are some ideas that you can try during meetings. First, plan out the key points that you want to make before the meeting. Second, allow others to speak first during the meeting to give yourself time to think about what you want to say. And third, establish expectations. You could say something like, "The idea that I'd like to share is a work in progress, so bear with me as I try to flesh it out." This is a really good communication phrase that you can use during meetings if you have a partly constructed idea, which is an idea that isn't fully fleshed out, yet you still want to contribute to the meeting and say something so it looks like you are part of the team. The second reason you struggle to articulate your thoughts clearly is because you try to communicate too much information, especially at the one time. You're basically overloading your mind and your audience with too many details. Everything is all jumbled together. You don't have a clear idea of how your thoughts are separated or how they're linked to one another, and as a result, your audience doesn't either. And this can happen because you may have a lot to talk about. This often happens when you're excited or when you're nervous as well. Whatever the reason, try to remember that less is more when it comes to good communication. Simplifying your communication and reducing the number of points that you want to talk about will give you a manageable amount of information to communicate. And when it's manageable for you, you will be a lot calmer and better able to put your mental energy into articulating those ideas well. What I recommend you to do here is to pick out the main points that you have, pick out the big ideas that you have. Flesh out each idea one by one with more details and try not to stray and try not to jumble all the information together. This will give you structure and help to stop you from jumbling everything together, and it will definitely make it easier for other people to understand you. The third reason you struggle to articulate your thoughts clearly is you don't understand the problem or the question. So if you are asked a question that you don't understand, you might try to answer that question anyway. You might try to articulate some kind of answer that you think answers the question, but what you say doesn't seem to make sense, or it doesn't adequately answer the question being asked because you don't want to admit that you don't understand the question and you don't want to be embarrassed. This doesn't make you look good. It makes you look inarticulate and potentially incompetent. So instead, what you need to do, if you are asked a question and you do not understand what that question is, you need to clarify it. Clarifying isn't something that you should be embarrassed about. It makes you look interested. It makes you look curious. It makes you look diligent in giving a good answer. Plus, it can help you get all the information you need to answer that question well and to answer it in an articulate way as well. So if someone asks you a question during a meeting or even in a social situation and you do not understand what they mean, you say this: "Could you repeat the question?" Or you could say, "I don't understand what you mean. Could you rephrase that?" And asking them to rephrase what they said will encourage them to use a different wording, perhaps something that is a bit easier for you to understand. And this will enable you to answer their question properly and hopefully in an articulate way as well. The fourth reason you struggle to sound articulate when you speak is that you try to sound too intelligent. So in high pressure situations at work with senior executives, you might want to appear credible and intelligent. And this can prompt you to use words that are complicated, to use technical jargon that you might not fully understand, or to use sentences that are way too long and complex. Your focus in the discussion is on looking intelligent rather than articulating your main message. Your desire to look intelligent can cause you to overcomplicate things. When you overcomplicate things, you become confused. You are unable to articulate your thoughts clearly, and your audience will become confused as well. Like I said before, simple communication is good communication. Remember, less is more when it comes to good communication. Don't focus on finding complicated words. Use a simple version. Use a simple type of vocabulary to explain the same thing. Don't create long, drawn-out sentences. Use short, punchy sentences that will help you get straight to the point, which will help you achieve clarity with your communication. The fifth reason you struggle to sound articulate when you speak is because you use the same vocabulary and the same sentence structures. So this leads to communication that is monotonous, that doesn't engage your audience, and doesn't allow your message to stand out. It's blended into everything else that you're saying, making it appear jumbled to your audience. In the previous episode, I talked about my journey in speaking with more clarity. And in that episode, I shared that expanding my vocabulary was something that helped me a great deal. That episode is episode 90, if you want to take a listen to it. Because the thing is, we can get used to using the same vocabulary. It's in our comfort zone. We don't venture too much outside of our comfort zone, right? But if you want to elevate your communication and speak with more clarity, you have to change the way that you do things. You have to venture outside of your comfort zone to learn and to use new vocabulary as well. This doesn't mean that you have to use complicated vocabulary or complicated sentence structures like I advised you against doing in the previous point, but it does mean that you need to find new ways of explaining things. And one of the best ways to expand your vocabulary and learn new sentence structures is to read. This is so easy to do, but most people read the wrong way. What I mean by that is they read the same material all of the time. They don't expose themselves to new material, to come across new ideas, to discover new vocabulary and new ways of expressing themselves. So the challenge I have for you is to read something new. It could be a magazine, it could be a book, it could be an online article. Write down the new words, the new sentence structures, the new expressions that you come across. Try to use them the next time in your communication when you are trying to articulate your thoughts. Don't overload yourself and try to be too ambitious and try to use too many new words or new varied sentence structures. Just try to put in one or two in your communication. Get used to using those as you speak. Then you can add in more. It's like a gradual process, and over time, you will realize after a month or two of doing this that your communication has improved significantly. I do have another episode on this podcast which will be of interest to you if you want to learn how to expand your vocabulary. It is episode 86 of the Leadership Pod. The sixth reason you struggle to articulate your thoughts clearly is because you are anxious. Anxiety, nerves, and stress can impede our thought process. How this happens is when we are stressed, it triggers the fight or flight response. When you are experiencing the fight or flight response, your body is physically getting ready to run or to fight, and the panic that you feel is putting your body into survival mode. As a result, all of your bodily functions go to the parts of the body that matter the most at that time for fighting and for running. So your heart rate increases, your blood pressure increases, your muscles become alert to get ready for action. And it takes away all of these resources from your brain, which is where you need them for cognitive functions like communication and articulating your thoughts clearly. So if you are somebody who is anxious, if you get stressed in the moment, especially when you need to articulate your thoughts, the fight or flight response could be why you find it difficult to do that. But there are some things that you can try to combat this, using breathing techniques to calm yourself, to breathe down into your diaphragm, to not use shallow breathing, which encourages stress in your body. Breathing really can help you to reduce the amount of stress you feel, to get yourself out of that fight or flight mode and articulate your thoughts better. You can also remember why you are in the room. So sometimes during meetings, you might get stressed. You might start to feel self-doubt, imposter syndrome, wondering why you are even invited into the room and maybe people are going to ask you to leave. You need to remember why you were invited there in the first place, because there is a reason. And I know it's because you add value. You have something valuable to contribute and people want to hear what that is. And if you are in a meeting and someone asks you a question, you're not quite sure how to answer it, those nerves and stress start to build up, simply say to them, "That's a good question. Let me think about that for a moment." This will buy you time so you can think about what you're going to say. It doesn't buy you a lot of time, but it will buy you a few moments of time so you can conjure up some thoughts, organize your thoughts together, and work out what you are going to say in the meeting in response to that question. The seventh reason you struggle to articulate yourself clearly is you don't follow the read, write, speak formula. So this three-step formula is extremely helpful. It will, over time, reprogram your mind so that you can think clearly in order to articulate well. It's based on the concept that your speech is a reflection of your thinking. I'll repeat that. Your speech is a reflection of your thinking. And in order to communicate your thoughts in an articulate way, you need to get those thoughts organized in your mind first. Now, this formula, the three-step formula, the read, write, speak formula, it's pretty self-explanatory, but I do go into it in much more depth in episode 81 of this podcast, which I highly recommend you listen to. You can also watch the YouTube video, Articulate Complicated Thoughts Clearly. The link to that YouTube video is in the description below if you want to check that out too. In fact, I've talked about a number of podcast episodes in this one episode, so I'm going to do a recap for you so you know exactly which episodes to go to. So I talked about episode 81. This is Articulate Complicated Thoughts Clearly. I talked about episode 86, Expand Your Vocabulary and Memorize New Words to Improve Your Speaking. Episode 86, that was. I talked about episode 90, how I learned to speak with more clarity. That was the previous episode. I will link to all of those episodes in the description in the show notes for this particular episode so you can easily find them and use them to improve your learning on how to become more articulate. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. I know becoming more articulate, speaking with more clarity, is something that so many people want to learn how to do. It is a common problem. We all know when we see speakers that we admire, those speakers who are just so eloquent and sophisticated in the way that they communicate, we want to speak like them, right? Well, I'm hoping that this episode and the other episodes that I do around communication will give you some tools and strategies to help you achieve that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I do hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you again in the next episode. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.